We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's up, man? Two good days. We're obviously not only in helmets, so it's kind of touch football right now, but good energy. Guys running around. It's good. I'm like 92 years old, and so I'm good with whatever. I've been coaching a long time. Coach K and I have been together for a long time. I think it was about 12 years, 13 years we were together, excuse me. And so certainly missed him as a friend, didn't want him to go. And so whatever way Coach Lake wanted to go, I'm totally good with. Wow, you dug deep into the research right there. Yeah. Yeah, good question. Probably feel it's a good time to do it. Other than that, my kids are a little bit older. New challenge. It's probably it. Well, we'll see. I don't know. We'll see. Well, a little bit younger. Probably the group on the defense that has the most returners are probably the inside linebackers. But you know, we got a guy like Trent McDuffie who's played a lot of football for us and is an all-league guy, and so he's certainly gonna be a leader. And we've had certainly guys that are back there who played. But you're probably right. Not as many veterans back there in the secondary as there are maybe up front. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, I think Dom is big. He's very physical, but he can run. I think we're trying to play to his strengths and get him closer to the box a little bit, yeah. They're making progress. I think they're all getting better. They're not quite where the other guys are right now, but they certainly are getting better. I'm pleased with their improvement. Get better, you know, in everything. You know, sometimes you guys ask me or our players, what do I got to do to get better, coach? Well, really, I always hesitate to say one thing, you know. You just got to continue to get better as a football player. And playing linebacker, you got to play the run, you got to play the pass, you got to play zone, you got to play man. So they just got to get better at their overall craft. Well, I think the first thing we're always going to research is if they're good people and there's no off-the-field issues. Those two kids had no off-the-field issues. They got to be good academically to get into school here and to compete here academically, and if they just fit kind of what we're doing. And both those kids fit with what we're doing. Buki is as a nickel and Jeremiah is an outside backer. Yeah, certainly need another guy. There's no doubt. And we'll miss a lot too. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do
Yeah, we got to talk about it. There's no doubt. You know, I think it was around 200 yards we gave up last year, which we're not going to win a lot of games if we're giving up 200 yards rushing. And so talking about it, been more emphasis on how we're taking on blocks, striking blockers better, getting another guy up in the box to stop the run. So it's a philosophy. It's a mentality. It's teaching it more, spending more time on it, being more aggressive with it, getting another guy, like I said, up on the box scheme-wise. So it's a little bit of everything. Yep. Yes, for sure. For sure. Yep. Just kind of schemes and doing a couple things differently to make sure that we can do a better job. And, you know, everybody wants to rush the passer. We say you got to earn the right to rush the passer on third down. So we got to be good on first and second down. We're not going to get to third down. I will certainly be involved to a certain degree, but I got to recruit the inside linebackers. But I certainly will be on a call or a text or whatever it is with the other guys too. Yeah, so, you know, everybody wants to rush the passer. Everybody wants to, you know, blitz, and everybody wants to come off the edge and look good rushing the passer. Well, you got to be able to take on blocks and be able to stop the run before you earn the right to do that. And so I think that's just a mentality. You got to be able to strike blockers. There's a lot of 7-on-7 and all that kind of stuff today and throwing the ball. We got to be able to stop the run. You got to be able to stop the run this level to be able to win championships. You got to be able to run the ball in this level. And so if we don't stop the run first, we're not going to get to third down, be able to do all that fancy pass rushing stuff, if that makes sense. Even if Coach K was here, there are always little wrinkles. We're always evaluating, you know, what we do in the off season, and what can we do better? What do we like? What do we want to keep? What do we want to get rid of? And so it's always evolving. The base structure of it, our base calls are going to be the same. And Coach Lake and I have been together for a long time as well. And so it's going to be our base stuff is our base stuff. Yeah, I don't know. You can do that and see if you can figure it out. Yeah, I think he's probably more of a safety, but he's still young. We're still trying to figure some of those young guys out. But I think he's got a chance to be a safety. He's played corner, so not sure yet. Still figuring it out. He's long. He's got a chance to get bigger. He's a smart kid, and we need another body out there. Yeah, he's been with us for a couple of years. He's been one of our QCs, quality control coaches, analysts. He's been awesome. He's got great energy. He's been around some really good coaches in the past. And part of Coach Lake's deal is if you're in that role and we think you're good enough, he's gonna elevate you. And certainly Rip did a great job for us in his previous role.
Is there a bit of a metric? I mean, I can ask that back as well. But is there a bit of a metric with him because he knows that you are so well and can also, you know, not on the field, obviously, but maybe meetings and whatnot, he can talk or his advice as well?
Yeah, I think so. He's been around it now long enough that he knows what we're doing, knows the kids, and yeah, I think there's a little bit of that to it, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it does go in cycles. Even I'll just give you, our league has gone from a little bit of the Chip Kelly, all the RPO stuff, now to a lot more of an NFL. So you're seeing, even in the North, Stanford, Cal, us, Oregon State, to a certain degree, Oregon, is a lot of two tight ends, run the ball, less RPO stuff, more pro style. Quarterback's now more underneath it. Cal's got an NFL coordinator. The Stanford guy's been NFL type guy. So it's less of the wide open stuff, and now more you gotta stop the run and a little more NFL type offenses.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.